It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Ryback Show. I am your host, the big guy, Ryback. Happy Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Streaming live on Instagram here, which continues to pause from a poor connection it's showing. I don't know why, because the internet here should be more than sufficient, but it continues to pause in and out, so I apologize to the people watching on Instagram. You may want to swing over to YouTube, Ryback TV. Guys, we are not on TikTok. We have a week timeout. For using the word retard yesterday, from asking a question, which is just a word for a foolish or gullible, stupid person. But they don't allow the word, I guess. The word is banned, much like the word midget that we discovered. No matter how you use the word, you can simply just say the word and they will give you a suspension or a timeout for that. So do not use the word retard in any capacity on TikTok. We are live here on Ryback TV. Super chats are greatly appreciated. Guys, we are going to stop the connection on Instagram today. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's going in and out. What we're going to do is, because I want to stream on Instagram today. So give me a second. I'm going to go back. I was doing it on my phone, and I don't know why the phone typically works, because I do TikTok all the time. So what we're going to do is have a little brief pause here. And I'm going to put the show up on the tablet on Instagram so that we get the Instagram followers to watch today's show as well. It takes me 2 seconds times 10. Okay, there we go. We are on and we are rolling. Okay. Checking connection, and we're back on Instagram on the tablet. So thank you. Welcome to everybody watching on Instagram. This is the Ryback Show. Live Ryback TV here on YouTube. Super chats are greatly appreciated, guys, and brought up on the screen. With that, health, fitness, supplementation, pro wrestling, sports, and anything and everything in between. We are streaming live on Facebook at Ryback Reeves and Twitch at Ryback Rules as well today. This show is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. Guys, if you have a moment to leave a star rating and write a review, whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener or somewhere in between, please go over to iTunes and take a moment and leave a review. It greatly helps the cause for the show on the audio platforms. Today's show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors for all people, men and women, he, she, and thee. FeedMeMore.com. All Ryback merch, drinkware, workout accessories, hats, ball caps, beanies, and the best supplements on the planet, guys. Today, we're doing the big sale again like yesterday for our email and text message subscribers. Guys, I share these with you once in a while on the show here because it does help sales. And it also, for you guys to sign up and gets more people on my email and text message program list, which we have a very high returning customer rate that are very, very satisfied with the feedmemore.com products, from the supplements to the merch, the whole shebang. 50% off today, guys. 50% off all orders, $150 and up. Just have $150 worth of items in your cart. Use discount code August 50 at checkout, or S for the little code with that. And it's going to give you 50% off your order. You also get a free Feed Me More Nutrition shaker bottle. Guys, the Feed Me More Nutrition Hungry Shaker bottle with your orders. I'm having a couple scoops of the raspberry lemonade. Finish it. Branched chain amino acids myself. Guys, check them out over there. Everything, feedmemore.com until midnight Pacific. Guys, you won't be disappointed. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to everybody in the chat. And what I think I'm going to start doing on the show is on TikTok is doing the show and then possibly just asking people before we start taking calls to just come over to the other platforms and have to stop the TikTok stream. Because TikTok is the reason why we tried to limit the cussing, everything. Without it, you could fucking say whatever you want to say on here with it. And I like that freedom a lot more. It's very disappointed. And I sent a thing over. They don't communicate. And I sent over the thing in the context of the guest and what was going on because of Twitter. And I was able to send everything over. And they just don't respond back with it. And I just go, I really think you guys, you know, you're banning words entirely that are real words with that. That one, with the meaning of that word and taking it out of the context, I go, it's just not. I understand if the word is being used in a very derogatory, hateful way to somebody, you know, that has a mental condition with that. That's a different thing with it. But it's like, God, in the context of having a guest on the show and doing a talk show and asking a question, like the sarcastic nature, this is the problem with a lot of this stuff, is it's not being taken in its full context. And it's very frustrating, but it is, it's just one of those, we're just going to have to do the show and ask people to come to the other platforms and, you know, and just have the show. And then it could just be, we could say whatever until the other platforms decide they want to start banning all the words too. Good to see all of you guys. Welcome to everybody on the show. We're having, I was able to get in contact with somebody in the government that has connections with Twitter and was able to send over an email to a high-ranking Twitter official. We will see what comes of that and sharing all the information that I have over the last 7.5 years. As you guys can see, the account is being highly, highly suppressed, which they have admitted. They're not distributing the show. They're not telling me why. I've not violated any rules. I've never violated one rule on Twitter, on any of their policies or anything of that nature. So this is all, as there's many issues under Elon's X platform here, and it is becoming increasingly frustrating. As you could see, you know, have 1.35 million followers and only be essentially distributed to a couple thousand people every day. Very frustrated, very frustrating, and just because it prevents you from growing and doing. This is what I've dealt with and talked to you guys about on all the platforms. And if you look across the board on everything, you don't become one of the most followed people and actually get millions of views and hundreds of thousands of views. And then while being highly relevant, just all of a sudden not be able to do that. And that is exactly what has happened with this. So, but the truth always wins. Happy 78th birthday to Vince McMahon. The average age of a man in Connecticut is 78 and a half years old. So just throwing that random fact out there. But the truth always wins. Have a hell of a birthday, Vince. You deserve it. I have a feeling this is going to be a great, great year for me. All right, moving on. In all serious news now, though, not that piece of shit. Unfortunately, yesterday, Terry Funk passed away at the age of 79. With that, rest in peace. Funkster, he was, which by the way, 79 for a pro wrestler, which is, that's one, that's right around the, That's over the average age for a man in the United States. So for, and by the way, pro wrestlers die at a much younger age than pretty much all other athletes and professions, which many of them go in their 30s and 40s and 50s. And, you know, and then we have others that make it into their 60s and 70s. And he pretty much damn near made it to 80. So lived a hell of a life. And I could tell you, I didn't really know Terry, but I knew when we were in OVW, me and Cody Rhodes, when we would hang out, our little crew, and smoke and watch WWE, the WWE, WWF, I don't know if it was Classics on Demand or the WWF. It was when they had that channel. And it was, we had a whole crew of guys, and they'd come over to my place, or we'd go over to one of the other guys' place. It was usually one or the other. It was either my place or the other guy, Cliff Compton, his place, the guys. And there was like four of us, maybe occasionally a fifth member, usually four of us. So me, Cody, Cliff, Domino, who was Domino, and Timmy Baltimore occasionally, and then Jack Bull. Jack Bull was the fourth. Timmy would be occasionally would pop in on that. And so there was four or five of us. And we'd watch just wrestling for hours, but we would always watch. We watched it probably more than any other match was the Terry Funk, Jerry Lawler empty arena match from 1981. And that was April 1981 in Memphis, the Coliseum, if I'm not mistaken with that. We watched that many, 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 many times. A lot of times I don't remember because there was other times I do. But it was very good times. So rest in peace, Terry, and another warrior in the sky. Take a look here. At the chat. Jose says, if you have 1.36 million followers with 9,000 people on a space, how good of an engagement is it? Well, Jose, that's not the case. I have 1.35 million, and we, during a two-hour show or hour-and-a-half show, are getting distributed anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 people in that time. This is pretty every day. That's consistently in that range, with the engagement being with typically anywhere from 100 and something to 200 and something listeners, and the engagement being anywhere from 100 and something to 200 something. Occasionally we'll get 300 engagements. So with actually fantastic engagement for people that are being shown the show, and the show is not being distributed out, but I am being suppressed. And so they are purposely holding back my account and my content. This isn't being made. This is, they have admitted this over and over and over. They've also chosen not to tell me why, which makes it even shadier. This is 7.5 years with it. So the show should be going out to six figures every single day. Six figures, that show easily, no questions asked. Hundreds of thousands of people. I should have hundreds of thousands of impressions for my podcast every day on X Spaces. Instead, I'm being limited to 1,500, 2,000, the same people with it, the same exact people every time with it. And so it's not right, and we're going to keep fighting, hopefully get answers and get this all resolved in due time. We're going to bring on Ronaldo, this guy. Take a guest here. Hello, hey, welcome to the Ryback Show.
What's up, Ryback?
Hey, buddy. So I'm bringing you on. I saw it. So, and I know you subscribed, so thank you. I'm just going to tell you, though, like brother, you post a lot of, like, the Ryback Goldberg stuff, like very excessively. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you don't just post one image, you'll post like 10 of them, you know?
Yeah.
And then you like send me DMs on it too, right?
Yeah.
You think I probably like that, or you think that might be a little annoying?
A little annoying, yeah. I'll stop doing that.
All right. That's all I wanted to tell you, all right? I appreciate the support. Brother, yeah. You could get all that across with one post. And like, yeah. I just don't appreciate like people that like go like the obsessive crazy, whether good or bad. It's like, it's unhealthy, man.
I'm actually a good person.
I didn't say you were a bad person. I just said, if I like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, do you think if I sent Arnold 50 posts every day, Arnold would like me?
I will respect your decision. I won't post of any of Goldberg anymore.
I'm okay with you making a post. I don't like it when you send like 10 or 20 of them and then start DMing me the same thing over and over, you know?
Yeah.
That's all, brother. We're all just regular people. I just want you to know that. I appreciate the support, but I don't understand the excessiveness sometimes of things.
Yeah, I'll stop doing that.
Thank you.
I respect you.
Thank you. I think do that with everybody, man. It's just be a normal person. You can get your point across with one post.
Yep.
All right. You have any questions or anything today?
Yeah, Goldberg. I saw the WWE's Most Wanted Treasures. It was actually good, and a fan actually gave a new pair of gloves to Goldberg. So he does have a pair of gloves now.
Were they a pair of Goldberg gloves?
Yeah, they were actually replicas. They were not the real ones that he wore in the ring there.
I need to get a hold of those, so I'll wear those if we have our match.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope Goldberg accepts your challenge. Have you talked to him?
We're going to wait and see. The agent, everything has been notified, and we're waiting for Bill. And whether he does or he doesn't, we're going to be moving forward. So
I do think he's going to accept your challenge because I don't want him to fight Wardlow. I want him to fight you.
There won't be anybody as good as me to fight him that will be able to tell the story and make the match what it can be. So it's his choice, though. If he chooses to do something lesser, that's on him, man. It won't affect me. I'm going to have the greatest comeback ever, so I don't care one way or the other. That's the way I feel about it.
Goldberg's gonna show up in AEW All In. I think he's gonna accept your challenge.
We'll see. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Are you gonna watch the Stipe Miocic versus John Jones November 11th?
I am gonna watch that. Yes.
I do think that Stipe's gonna beat John Jones.
I'm really interested in seeing it. I think it's gonna hopefully be a great fight. I think John is really difficult to beat, and Stipe, I think, doesn't sometimes – I know how great he is. I think he sometimes overall doesn't get the credit by the masses of how great of a champion he was.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Stipe.
He's a great human being, too.
John Jones, and there's going to be a rematch, and then John Jones is going to beat Stipe, obviously.
Yeah, you know, he's a good person. He's a firefighter and all while fighting, and he doesn't just fight. He could just be a fighter, but he's still a full-time fireman from what I understand. And I think that says a lot about the man behind the fighter.
Yeah, I do think that Francis Ngannou should be the one to beat John Jones. I don't think Stipe should be the one.
We'll have to see. And Ngannou, he had his issues with them. And unfortunately, it was, you know, I would have loved to have seen that fight. And hopefully maybe at some point. But, you know, he's with another organization. And I know he has Tyson training and Mike Tyson. And I think that Tyson Fury match, I'm going to be really, really interested in watching that and seeing how Francis does, especially with Tyson training him and with having a good period of time. I want to see, how he does, but I know I'm happy for him. I've met him on a couple of occasions, and he's a very good guy. He deserves to get paid.
Fighter. I'm going to go for Francis Ngannou to beat Tyson Fury now that Mike Tyson is training him.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be really good. So
yeah, now I think Francis Ngannou is going to beat Mike Tyson, since Mike Tyson is training him now.
Yeah, we'll have to see how Francis, he's up. He has a steep hill to climb. Tyson Fury is as good as it gets. So
yeah,
you know, boxing is an entirely different animal than cage fighting. What was that?
It was nice talking to you, big guy.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, so you can follow me back whenever you have time.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you very much, Ronaldo. Ronaldo, I know, is not a bad person, but Ronaldo subscribed and then he got a little trigger happy on sending me a lot of Goldberg content over and over and over. So I just like you guys to know, I've got a lot going on, and when my timeline gets filled with like 10, 15 pictures of Goldberg, I can do with one picture of me and Goldberg, and I'm very happy to see that and see the support. And then, you know, when I start getting because I followed him back, so then he has access to the DMs, and it was, you know, those DMs I don't like, just because if you subscribe, I'd rather you not subscribe if you think you can just start messaging me endlessly with it, because a lot of the times I'll just ignore it. But a lot of people would never even talk to you guys about that. I will at least try to explain, and just, I've got a lot going on. I can't, you know, it's $5 a month. Like, I'd rather you not subscribe. Like, it's not that serious to me, but I love you guys. All right. Welcome to the Ryback Show, guys, the People's Podcast. Call in here on X Spaces, guys, if you want to be a part of this show. Taking a look here. We've got a new caller here, ARJ Ash. Welcome to the Ryback Show. Hope Mike comes on today. If Mike comes, I don't know if Val's going to come on or not. Hello, hello. You got it. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, it's Ryback. Hello.
Where? I can barely hear you. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Ryback.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
It could be a lot better, but we're going to try to make this work. Where are you from?
I am from Bangladesh.
That would explain the internet connection.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular question? And I'll try to repeat it so people can hear.
I just want to know, why didn't you join on AEW? Why has every WWE wrestler joined there? But you didn't join AEW. What's the main reason?
Okay, so I'm going to repeat. So your question is, why haven't I joined AEW wrestling? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not cleared. I haven't been cleared for a very long time. I had two career-ending injuries that a lot of people just for some reason have chosen to ignore. And me being very transparent and kind of sharing the journey with everybody, it's been kind of ignored by all the negativity and the fake dirt sheet stuff that's been put out, and there's been no contact or communications outside of when they contacted me many years ago with Cody. Cody contacted me to come in during, right, I think it was prior to the pandemic, and I had to tell him that I'm not coming back until I'm 100%. And they asked if I could come in and do like a sting spot, to look really good, something just short term even. And I said, no, I'm not coming back until I'm 100%. And I'm not. I would not come in, and I'm not going doing anything until I know I could be better than I've ever been with it. And I've got to get cleared for my shoulder, and we're getting closer and closer, but we're not there yet. Does that make sense?
Okay, I get understand.
Oh, your voice came in. You're coming through much clearer now.
Yeah. So, Goldberg, you had a very great run on WWE. We was your fan. I personally was your fan that time because there wasn't any Goldberg. So we decided you as our next Goldberg for our generation. And then suddenly all of this happened. And that's why we are thinking that to see you on the ring again.
Thank you.
I hope you will come and come to the ring once again, and we'll see you once again.
Thank you very much for the support.
You are most welcome, Goldberg. You are most welcome, Ryback. Ryback, have you any dream match on WWE, any of WWE wrestlers right now without Goldberg?
Yeah, the wrestlers that I think Roman and Brock.
Okay, Brock is now, I guess, he's a part-timer or he is going to be retired very soon.
Okay.
What about Cody Rhodes?
You want me to beat up Cody Rhodes?
Or not this American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. He was that time phony Cody Rhodes, I guess.
I've wrestled Cody a bunch. I have a lot of wins over Cody.
Yeah, you did. I saw.
I know.
And what about Gunther versus Ryback?
What do you think about that?
It will be superb, I guess.
Oh, I'd fucking bring it to him.
And just put the title on the line.
That would be
it. Would be great to see.
That would definitely be a choice from the executives if they wanted to make that happen as far as putting the title on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryback, to get me on the get me on the. What to say? get me on the your podcast.
I think what you're wanting to say, hold on, I'll translate. I think what you're trying to say, in all fairness, is thank you very much, Ryback, for having me on. It's been a pleasure a pleasure of a lifetime, and I hope to come on many, many, many more times, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much. I would love to have you back on.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day, and I appreciate all the love and support. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Very good. All right. I do appreciate the love and support. I do understand there is a language barrier and communication difficulties at times. And I mean, we're talking, this is literally taking place. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I don't know where he was, across the country somewhere. So sometimes the connection and everything, but I think I did a good job translating the end. I will give myself credit for that. Thank you though, brother. Always appreciate the love and support. I understand what you guys are saying many a times. I do understand. Oh, let's see here. I do see another caller, and then I see Shawnee. Let me take one more guest real quick. We got a new caller. Whenever I see a new face pop on, I want to get him on and see how good the question is going to be. And then we're going to get Shawnee on the show. Welcome to the Ryback Show.
Joe Cronin's cock.
Hello. Hello. Are you welcome to the Ryback Show? Are you there? Hello. Are you there?
Joe Cronin's cock.
I can't understand you. What are you saying? Hello, I can't understand you. Oh, poor guy. Let me see if we can go to their account. We're just going to go. Yikes, that person is. Yeah, this is going to be a good block. And they're gone. Got that one done during the show. I'm not even going to wait till after the show to go block that loser. Let's get Shawnee on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Big Sausage in the house!
Big guy.
What's going on?
Who the fuck is Joe Cronin?
All right, brother. The loser's coming out of all the crevices today of this. Just coming out of their parents' basement. God, fucking leave it to Elon. The show only goes out to about 1,500 fucking people on Twitter, and that guy's one of them. Thanks, fucking Elon.
This is why the show is great, though.
But who the fuck, Elon? I want to know how this show is distributed. I've got a guy from Mumbai calling in with the fucking Cricket wireless service over there, followed by this fucking guy. Like, what these people? Like that guy in Mumbai. By the way, great fan. Like, happy. I wish.
No, it was great. I like that he was calling you the next generation GoPro.
Yeah, I got that part of it. He had a lot of love. It was.
I love it. Yeah, I love you. That's what we were talking about, big guy. Like how far the WWE stretches. You know what I mean?
Worldwide.
Like, worldwide, man, it's crazy.
Stretches more than what's Logan Paul's wife, the girlfriend deal with.
Oh yeah. Dylan Danis is he like a UFC fighter?
Yeah, no, so Dylan Danis, but by the way, that guy's getting great reach on fucking X on Twitter.
My God, bro, he's been posting pictures of Logan Paul's girlfriend.
He's destroying him. So he's trained, he was Conor McGregor. He's like one of the top jiu-jitsu guys in the world, or a high-level jiu-jitsu. He's 2-0 in Bellator. So he does have two MMA fights under his belt and is undefeated under Bellator, but he's been known to be controversial. But he's been around Conor McGregor a lot. He used to be around him a lot. So like,
are they doing like a boxing fight?
Logan's taking on KSI in a rematch, and I think Dylan Danis was over there with KSI. I don't know if he was just in his corner or supposed to be in his corner, but he was making these press conferences, and he's been the one getting all this. I didn't even know they were fighting again until I saw the Dylan stuff. So like,
I thought Logan was fighting Dylan. And I thought KSI was fighting Tommy Fury.
Wait, maybe that is. That's what it should be.
I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is, big guy. Because I saw the conference and John Fury, the dad, was going nuts.
When is this fight supposed to take place? Can somebody in the chat confirm that? By the way,
I'm gonna look it up right now. Hold on,
because I know Dana had a question. And there was confusion around it because Logan and KSI have fought before.
Yes, they have. Yes. Hold on, I'll tell you.
I want to know the date of this because I might buy this just for. Dylan, man, was lighting him up.
Oh, bro, he's been absolutely destroying him. Like it's
the best was he said something. Logan said something, and then and when is it? November 14th.
October 14th, ooh. Live on DAZN pay per view.
Ah, that's not all that far away.
And I'm right, big guy. KSI versus Fury.
Good.
And then Logan Paul versus Dennis.
Oh man, that should be. That has to be quite a weight. Logan Paul is he's a tall guy too. He I wonder how much if he outweighs Dylan by quite a bit.
Let me look up Dylan's weight.
Dylan, and I'm really curious because a lot of these guys though aren't, you know, boxing wise.
170. Logan Paul weight.
Has to be in the 200s, isn't he?
200. He's 199 against KSI, but was down to 190 on Saturday. So he's around 190, 200.
I mean, that's quite a bit of a weight advantage, but it, boxing-wise, it might not be. It's not like as much because you're not grappling and with a weight advantage and different things, but still. I thought Logan would be heavier than that because he's. How tall is he? Is he 6'3, 6'4? No.
I'll tell you right now, I hate Logan so much, but I can't look away when he's on the TV, you know, like he's one of those guys that like, you just hate him because you know, he's like an asshole, but like, he's just so talented, bro. He picked up the wrestling. Like it was nothing like,
here's the deal with the wrestling. And I'm going to tell people this, he knows how to do certain athletic moves. There's a lot that he doesn't know wrestling still.
Of course.
That guy, I'm telling you, like had to go in the ring and just, I'm talking like basic things. And like, there's a lot he doesn't know that takes time. People, he knows how to do certain athletic spots that, and I will give him all the credit in the world because it is that, but there's a huge difference between understanding how to wrestle in the business and then knowing how to just get trained. Like you're athletic and you could do a couple little flippity do spots like that's a skill in its own with that. But that doesn't, there's a lot of the regular stuff that I'm telling you that I watch, he doesn't do well at all with it.
Yeah, gotcha.
But
yeah, I mean,
he do, but he's getting that. Fucking destroyed on the mic by Dennis.
Oh my God.
The best was Dylan goes, pay back everybody with the crypto. And he's like, I'm working on it, Dylan.
He said, pay everybody back with crypto.
Yeah, you scammed on the crypto. I'm working on it, Dylan.
Yeah, that guy that actually. So the guy that released that story, his name is CoffeeZilla, and his YouTube channel is amazing. So his whole life objective is to find these scams and to get the people arrested. He helped also put that guy that did the – who was that guy's name? He was like the biggest – crypto guy, and he's getting arrested now.
I know who you're talking about because that Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank was involved in it too.
He was involved exactly.
Larry, it's not Larry David. What's the guy's name?
He has like three names.
Yeah, I know. He has the curly. He's the curly haired fuck.
Yeah, the curly hair guy. Yes, the dirty looking guy.
Yeah.
Crypto jail. Let's see what comes up. Oh, Sam Bankman-Fried. That's it.
Yeah.
Sam Bankman-Fried. So this guy, CoffeeZilla, he has, like, I follow him and I watch all his videos. And the research that this guy does is, like, insane. Like, he does better reporting than actual news stations.
Oh, I believe it.
And he was the one that got Logan Paul outed on this stuff because people came to him because they know he's the guy that deals with crypto scams. And then he did all this research and found all the evidence.
How much did Logan Paul then scam out of people? Which from the very beginning, all that stuff, it's all bullshit. I've always been shocked at how people, I saw people I know that all going into it and people, I'm just like, they're just fucking... Man, anybody that goes into that, I just question. There's a few people I look up to kind of that were doing that. I go, fuck, man.
Like, you know, I agree. So it was $7.7 million in CryptoZoo that he – so and people – CoffeeZilla had people on that he was, talking to. Like
he fits right in with WWE, though, in all fairness. That's why he probably
– Oh, yeah, he's right. Oh, he's right there, yeah.
That's the mentality to have in that business.
I like Jake better than I like Logan.
To be honest. That fuck. I wonder, Hunter and Vince are probably working on a new fucking cryptocurrency fucking deal right now. What's the fuck? Is it crypto? Fucking.
The Durag Vince coin.
Yeah. It says on it, my, you know what, on it, with an H at the end. That's the fucking coin right there. Once in a lifetime opportunity to invest. Prestige worldwide, guys. Prestige worldwide. Right now, they're in Stanford with Vince in that little fossil fucking little painting he has in his office. They're working on the Durag Vince fucking cryptocurrency.
What, does he have a fossil painting?
He's some dinosaur fucking fossil fucking thing on in his office. I don't know if they said Hunter and Steph got it for him. Probably is a rib that he's an old, like, old fossil, and he fucking hung it up right in his fucking office.
Who the fuck has a fossil out?
Brother, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on with that guy. But it's,
unless you're like somebody like primitive, who's like a guy that does that for a living. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, then it's normal. But like, you're a wrestling.
Vincesaurus Rex. You're fired.
Big guy, I listened to your Paul Bearer impersonation. Yo, I had two friends come up to me at the show, and they were like, yo, you need to get him to do that impersonation again.
Wait, are you talking about Paul Heyman or Paul Bear?
Paul Heyman, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was like, wait, hold on, when have I done Paul Bear?
About you picking
them
up.
Oh, brother, I they just come it out sometimes. Sometimes I do it better than others, but it's I like to do the Heyman impersonations. He's a kid.
That bro, it was so funny. I bet that was hysterical.
Bro, people like him, I've always said, like, and don't get me wrong, he's had an amazing career for how long he's lasted and all the, but like, I just like, I just get fucking disgusted by like him. I just go, like, what does he fucking do all day? Like, I picture him just in his hotel in his whitey tighties, ordering a shit ton of room service, and like, he's got fucking pizza stains and fudge sickles all over himself, fucking eating KFC, and then he's like, I'm just gonna throw on a suit and fucking go to TV today. Like, my name is Paul Heyman, and I love fudge sickles. My neck, I have four necks, and I'm the goat. No, not Bobby Heenan. He's dead. I'm the goat. Book it. My client, Brock Lesnar, feeds me pizza by the fucking box.
I can totally picture.
Yeah, I know him well. The guy, you think I'm making, you don't fucking get like that by like fucking doing fucking exercise and cardio and fucking taking care of yourself. You get like that by being a fat fucking piece of shit. Like, with that, I'm the fucking goat. I've got to order a shirt with neck sizes three bigger than the actual shirt so I can fucking tuck my chin in, sir.
He has, honestly, he has like the best job in all of,
bro, sports. I would love to fucking just be a piece of shit and do nothing all day. And show up and then just fucking, my client, Brock Lesnar. Yeah, I was around the fucking guy, and I had to fucking listen to it. Ryback is going to come out, and he's going to kiss me on the cheek. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Was he given to you? The guy
on a fucking fat platter. Bro, I don't give a fuck. These people are pieces of shit. I don't give a fuck. I just say it out. I ain't going back there for anybody. I'm never planning on going back there. So.
Exactly.
And if I do, I fucking tell him to his face like I told him before. So.
Exactly. Yo, I think it's so funny. Like, what do they do? Do they give you some, like a mouthpiece to make you more?
No, it was, he came up to me at a live event. I was doing the bullying stuff. I was getting a lot of heat, and he was with Curtis Axel. And he came over to me with Curtis Axel at a live event. He goes, Ryback, we've got this great idea. I was talking to Vince, and we've got this program with CM Punk, and you guys have the past history, and our program with Curtis Axel's running dry. So I went to Vince, and I said, let's get Ryback, and we can really get this thing ignited once again. And I go, Paul, I'm really happy with the bullying gimmick, and I don't think I should be pulled out. Well, I'm going to talk to Vince. I'll take care of it. And then him and Punk fucking worked together to fucking bury me a little further for 2 fucking months with it. And then while him and Punk are going in there fucking trying to get me sent back down to NXT, and I had to go, it was fucking crazy. Dude, it's fucking him and fucking Hate Punk were always walking together with these evil little grins down the hallway. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Yeah, like what are they planning, right? Like,
dude, it is insanity. People, you think it's not, I'm the most normal, easygoing guy in the world. I just like, people are fucking so insecure and crazy and jealous and just evil, man. It's just like, but yeah, that was how it, and so then me and him had to work together. And like, I always had, we had to fucking, oh, I had to be around him at TV. Like, brother, I just don't like being around pieces of shit. Like, I go, stay in the business. I don't care. Have a job. Fucking do your thing, and I could work. I'll have to work with him. I'll be professional. We'll work with him. But my God, like I did not need him. Like I didn't want him. I didn't. I just don't like being around bad people. He's not a good human.
I'm surprised because you were good. I watched a couple promos. Like you were good with the promos. So I'm surprised that they gave like.
It was, but it was just he. Anytime it doesn't matter who he's with. He's gonna be the talker for whoever he's with.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. That's his job.
That's his job. Is that and even though. But it was like, it was, and you just have to play off of that. However, and that dynamic can change. The problem was, is it was never going to be a long-term thing. It was just, it was simply to fill a couple months for him.
I got you.
That's what people don't understand. And that's why it was never a long-term program to be, it was never supposed to be like me and Paul Heyman together on like never, that was never the intention with it. So, yeah.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah. There was a thing, today, one of the Fightful, he works at Fightful, Sean Ross Sapp.
Yeah.
There's like a video of him, like allegedly, like I saw the video myself, like he goes off camera and like you hear him like sniff something and he comes back to the camera and he has like a tissue in his hand and he like fake blows his nose and like throws it in the garbage. But like it, like, it 100% his mannerisms looked like he was doing coke. It was insane, like one of these like dirt sheet riders, you know.
Well, it makes it. Well, the other one with the one of the site we never mentioned, that place that just repeat completely puts out lies on me. Like that guy is like clearly an alcoholic or a drug abuser and goes off like. I feel like a lot of these people aren't like they're not fucking like nobody like that's living a decent good life is like I think I'm going to be a dirt sheet reporter. Like
that's what I'm saying.
Not like it's not like what am I going to do with my life? Like nobody like doing anything decent or good. It's like obsessed fans that can't get into it or don't have the courage to get into it. And then they typically go, "Oh, I'm just going to talk shit and come try to get dirt on other fucking people living their dream that I'm not good enough to do." That is
their way in and pay people. And
like, you know, it's a dirty business. Crazy. You're trying to get dirt on people. You're trying to bribe people for it's a fucking just the mentality it would take to do that job. Not to say that you can't like there is a lot of work and effort that has to go into doing that. But you have to be a piece. You have to be a piece of shit by default to do that job for the most part.
Yeah, 100%. You have to have like. You're going into it knowing that you're going to, like, hurt people. You know what I mean? Like, that to me, I can never do.
We need to have reporters for the reporters where we're just getting, like, you just fucking got, like, we're just putting dirt out on the fucking dirt sheet, guys, of Sean, whatever his fucking name is, doing coke. Like, and then, let him deal with it and see how he likes it. Granted,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I felt bad for like saying it, and like I wasn't gonna bring it up, but I was like, you know what? They would bring it up if it was one of us. You know, like
he should be in way better shape though if he's doing that.
Yeah. Well, he was making the mannerisms like he licked his he had his thumb across his teeth, and I'm like, oh my god, like he's like. I could tell. Like
he probably came up with fucking 10 different articles after that. That's their fucking getting their breaking news, working all hours of the night, not sleeping for days.
1,000%. 1,000%. And there's nothing wrong. If people do that, whatever, that's fine. If they're not, you know, if it's not a problem, but.
Like, well, I mean, I don't know if I've ever known anyone that was a responsible coke user. I don't know. I'm just off the top of my head. I've never done it personally. I don't.
You know, I've never met anybody that does it once in a while.
Yeah, like I don't feel like I just do it on once a month and fucking when I got to go on a 3-day work bender and get it. It's just simply for energy, brother. Like no, it's like anyone that's doing it, It's just people are richer and fucking doing better coke and hiding it better than others, probably.
Exactly, exactly, man.
But Sean, though, is he's fucking doing it out of a goddamn fucking Kleenex. Like, that's a little questionable.
And he can't wait for the show to be over? Like, you're streaming live.
He probably paid really good money. There's probably a tissue Heyman jerked off into. Hold on, Sean. Here's a tissue. I'm going to jerk off at it. And then we're going to later do some fucking blow. And Sean's like, oh, that's the fucking lifetime opportunity. I can't pass it. The once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, sir. I can't pass that up.
I'm going to give you my juice and the Kleenex.
My only requirement is if you call Ryback a schmuck.
You better bury that schmuck Ryback.
And I'll give you some free coke. What, brother, yeah, I'm the bad guy. I'm the fucking bad guy.
Great.
This show should be the fucking number one show. Fuck all these.
I agree.
I'm just going to call out everyone in WWE from now on. WWE won't let them call me back out because they don't want to give me the attention. Logan Paul, you fucking pussy. Logan, what are you going to do with your little Triple H, little Uncle Paul? He's going to tell you, no, you're not allowed to talk to Ryback. We're trying to illegally suppress his content. I'd knock you the fuck out in one round.
Oh my God, that would be great, man. That would be some. If you could pull that off, big guy, right? Get a fight with him. That'd be
the best. Why not? I'm going to do whatever I can to get this illegal suppression over with.
Even if I got knocked out, I would still do that fight. Just because you're going to make millions off of it.
That would be the deal. We're going to make you go up against him first. He has to knock Shawnee out first to get to me. He's not even close to my weight class, brother. He's got to show that he can go through a big guy before he can get in the ring with me.
I'll do it.
This ain't one of that little Floyd Mayweather exhibition deal where we got to prop him up for 8 rounds.
It'll be like Butterbean. Butterbean.
Bro, Butterbean's going to – he's fighting again, by the way. Butterbean wants to fight them.
Yeah, he was the I get the crate every month from Pro Wrestling Tees. Like they sell a crate. It's like $40 a month, and you get 2 shirts and like a little toy and like some other things or whatever, and a signed 8x10. And Butterbean was the 8x10 this month.
Yeah, he's DDP. He did the DDP yoga. He's got himself in really good shape. I think he's the lightest. The Rick Bassman I was talking to told me 2-3 weeks ago. That Butterbean is in the lightest. Cause I was telling, I go, fuck, I'm over 300 pounds now. And he goes, that's funny. He goes, Butterbean is also 300 pounds, but it's the lightest he's ever been. And, but he's a little shorter, you know, but he's built like a fucking brick shit house, man.
Oh my God, man. I remember watching videos of him and, who was that black guy with, in the UFC? Like he was a street fighter first.
Kimbo Slice.
Yeah. Thank you. Him and Kimbo Slice videos were like the thing when we were young, you know, like.
Yeah. Oh, Kimbo fucked people up, man.
Oh, my God. Kimbo would. It was like you knew he was winning like right away. Like, and he could take punches like no other.
Well,
like,
those guys were getting bare knuckle fights out there, just taking fucking eating shots with that. It meant breaking fucking knuckles and like that. Getting paid God knows how little for all that, and I'm sure they got more as time went on, but that was Jorge Masvidal came from that too.
Yes, I saw the videos of him early and him fighting and stuff, and you could just tell, man, some people just have that instinct in them,
but that's what they were raped too. You got to remember, you got stuff going, like they didn't probably come from a lot either or have a lot.
No,
it comes out of a necessity, but that's like It that's a whole different animal of a person, you know?
Yeah, I agree. That's why, like, as an adult, I hate fighting. I hate it. Like, I don't even watch the UFC because, like, when I was younger, I saw so much of it that, like,
I don't want to
see it. If it's my choice, like, I don't want to see it. If I have to do it for me or my family, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll die for them. But, like, I hate fighting, man.
Well, it's rough. You even see the fighters, man, even – and this isn't – there's always the occasion when there's really bad blood. But most of the times, guys are in there killing each other. The moment it's over, they're hugging each other. They're like – they're glad it's fucking over.
Exactly.
And the more you – this is – the more you learn about life and you know, I've read and listened to a lot of different things. And, you know, being competitive is actually very unhealthy. It's not actually – it's – fighting is unhealthy, but it's all been done for profit for business with it. true people that have evolved in a really good state of mind, and the people that have reached a higher level of intelligence and just I feel like understanding of life, understand it's like one competition is not good or healthy. Competition for yourself, you versus you, is very healthy when you have that mindset. And within that, you can then compete against other people. But by default, like competing against other people can bring endless unhappiness with it, because there's always going to be somebody else, like, and it's never ending. And that's why, like, in a lot, if you don't learn that, and I'm very glad that I feel like I've learned that, because I was very competitive and I still am, but I've been able to hone it to just me, to control. It's just me competing with me and nobody else with that. When you're constantly competing against other people, it's just never ending unhappiness with it.
Yes, you're right. It's true.
But like you see these fighters in there. That's why, though, like they're just doing this. They want to make money and be able to feed and take care of their families and get the fuck out once, because they realize that like it's endless with it. And that's why you see that. But they have a respect for each other usually, unless, like I said, there's really bad blood, you know, like the Khabib and Conor thing with things like that, where there's the situations. But most of the time it's like, fuck, thank God this is over. Like, we didn't kill each other. Nobody died, you know, and we can move on.
Yeah, and you see it in football now too. You got guys retiring under their 30s, you know, like, but that never happened when we were young, man. Like people like Favre would play until he was like 42, like, you know, that. And even when you hit 30 when we were young, it was old. Like, now guys are going until they're 50, like Brady, you know, like, it's just so, they're so. It's so crazy, man, like how the world operates.
It all depends. Everyone's different on how they take care of themselves too. But like, there's some guys in the NFL like that they hit their peak in their 20s and they're done by their late 20s with it. But it's like basketball, like the same thing. If you have a really bad ankle or knee injury and you repeatedly have it happen in your career, you're pretty much in that. You're out of your prime. Wrestling is a little different, where you don't have to be physically in your prime to have your prime years. You could wrestle because it's acting, even though you have to have a certain level of physicality still. You don't have to physically be at your best to have your best years in wrestling. And a lot of guys, like Vince McMahon, took on Hulk Hogan. I think Hogan was 48 or 49 and Vince was 58 or 59 or something. It was in his 50s when they did the Hogan versus Vince match where they killed each other in it. And people don't realize, they go like fucking in their late 40s and 50s at that. With that, and put out a very physical performance. And granted, they're not doing that every night, but it's, wrestling is different in that end on things of how long you can go and push it if you take care of yourself and do that. In other sports, it's like the, with it being like a running back, like Ezekiel Elliott, you know, the Cowboys let him go or traded him, whatever they did to the Patriots. I think, you know, his performance has started declining, and he's still relatively young, but he got a lot of mileage put on his body at a young age.
Yes,
and had some injuries to where, like in football, but it's so competitive, and you've got fresh legs coming up every year. Where it's like they look at it a little differently in sports like that.
100%, big guy.
We've got our stalker, by the way. I've had to block him several times in the chat. He makes it very noticeable when he can't. He tries to. He says the same thing over and over and over when he gets caught up on something.
Yeah, he listens to the show.
Like a fucking loser.
That's why I did it yesterday, because I wanted to know that he's listening, and I do.
He just did another post now, and I just deleted it and blocked him. He's a fucking loser.
No, but he knows he's never going to beat me. He could do whatever he wants.
He's jealous of you. He wants to be talking on the show with me. Like,
I know. And he's like, literally, like, he's like, Sean, you're on disability. Like, you're fat. Like, and I'm like, okay, cool. I love you. Like, don't worry. Chase, I love you, brother. I do. I love you. I hope you get the help you need.
You're going to get the help in state prison very soon.
Exactly. Nothing that you do is going to affect me. Nothing that you do. I'm just letting you know right now. So don't even waste your energy, because I'm just going to keep loving it. So,
brother, he hears that and he goes, I need to waste more energy.
Yeah, he does. I
need to obsess. He literally, not just me, goes to people that listen or follow this show and tries to harass them.
He tries to hurt them, yeah.
What are you doing with your life, you loser? You're going to state prison. I can't make this any more clear. Like, this is getting processed through the DA and you're going to state prison. You're a fucking loser.
The fact that this is this is something that is like not dealt with right away is crazy.
This is standard, though, by the way, for aggravated stalking.
This is like insane.
Yeah.
I watched, I didn't know, but like Drew Barrymore had a really bad stalker. And like, I guess they showed up on stage one day and like, they like, he was like, I want you to know me. And he said his name and then they got him off or whatever. But I'm like, wow, you really got to be sick in your head to do this, you know?
Well, although the guy, like, clearly it's been 12 plus years. He has thousands of accounts. He still can't stop himself, even though he's being watched. And like, you know, this is going to all go through. Like, he's like,
what do you do with your energy? Like, this is what you put your energy into? Like, why don't you put your energy into making yourself a better human being?
He doesn't, you know, he's miserable. I mean? He can't, there's mentally, he's not capable. That's why they, you know, that's why they treat, and he doesn't understand aggravated stalking cases are treated very seriously because it's mental illness and they're like, they're fucked up in the head where they are the most likely to fucking, and he has a criminal background already. So it's like, this is going to, hopefully he gets the 15 fucking years and we'll never hear from him ever again. So.
Yeah, that's on him. Fuck him. Let's end with a happy note, big guy. I can't end with that note.
Oh yeah, no. I blocked him from his fifth account today, by the way. Chase, you're a fucking loser. Keep making the accounts and wasting your time. We're just gonna keep making money doing the show and having a great time, buddy.
Exactly.
Why don't you call into the show if you have any balls, you fucking loser?
I do want to say, I know you did it already, but Terry Funk was a guy that I didn't get to watch when I was young, so a lot of my learning about Terry was in my later years, in the last couple of years. And man, what a guy he was. Like, I don't think people understand like how much he did for the business.
Yeah, no, it was respected all the way through. I was around, his brother came down to Florida Championship Wrestling a bit. I wasn't around Terry though as much. We used to watch that empty arena match a lot. And I knew him more from when I watched WWF when I was a kid, when he came back up there and worked the programs with like the New Age Outlaws.
Chainsaw Charlie,
and he did some stuff with Mankind, I think. And that was where I got to know him as a kid more, because I didn't have exposure to the other stuff until later with it. But man, it just, we talked about it yesterday when you messaged me, though. 79 is a hell of a run for a pro wrestler.
Hell of a run, man. And especially for someone like him, like, you know, like there wouldn't be Mick Foley if it wasn't for him, right? Like, that's like, to me, like, Mick Foley is like one of the GOATs, like, and it's not even close. Like, man, the memories that he gave us. And like, I remember reading his book when I was younger, and there was like a diagram of how many bones he broke and how many times. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was.
That was like, I remember looking at that and being like, wow. But like, and that was when I learned like wrestling was like, you know, obviously like predetermined. And I was like, yeah, but they say it's fake, but look at all these injuries. Like, even as a kid, I knew that, like, you know. And there's adults that think out here that they, that wrestlers don't put their life on the line and their body on the line, you know.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. But yeah, that's it, big guy.
No, hopefully he rests in peace. I know too, before you go, the, you know, we didn't get Val today. I know he said, I don't know.
I put him in. I tagged him. I don't know why he didn't come on.
Well, I can tell you, and I want to talk to him about all this. It goes back. Val, when I met him, when he backstage in Phoenix, when he had his daughter and we took the photo together, I didn't even realize, because I was looking for an image of him to make for the image for the show, which I've got to change because he's not on the show today, for YouTube when I do that. He made a post saying, hold on, we're blocking the fucking loser one more time. Keep making your accounts and typing out paragraphs and getting blocked, loser. He fuck, waste more of your time. Feed me more attention. He made a post on Twitter saying that how impressive I looked, but I had the shittiest finisher of something. And then he like had a thing like, even Ultimate Warrior's finisher was better than my shitty finish. And he must have wrote that before he even met me and came backstage. And I'm thinking in my head, like, what? Like, but why? But here's the thing. And I want to talk to him about that. I go, like, one, like, if you're in the business, if I were to talk about people that are in the business right now that I'm not there, like, they're not going to have any respect for me with it. Like,
no way.
I'm like, no why, way. if he really felt that way, why wouldn't you just like shoot me a DM or a message and say, like, if you had like concerns about my finisher? But like, my thing, I would tell him, I'd go, one, my finisher was over huge. People always stood up when I picked anybody up. And running with that move, it makes a very loud noise because I'm accelerating when I drop them. So it actually makes a lot of impact and a loud noise and gets a great reaction. I know this because I've heard it time and time and time again. The second thing was, I know he had a problem with me like doing the little march with the legs. Do you know how many fucking kids would pick up things and take pictures and send them online and like, or at the arenas and march around and do the march that I would do? Like, we're not just playing to fucking adults. We're playing to all ages. And he knows this with it. Yeah, so it's like, yeah. I just like little things like that though. But I think that comes from insecurity and jealousy, something, maybe it was something in his career and where I was getting a push and he like, you know what I mean? Where it's like, why though publicly do that with somebody you don't know, that if you're in the business or a part of the business that like has done nothing to you. Like my thing is though, like, look, finishers, Hogan's fucking finisher was a leg drop. One of the most over finishes ever. Fucking The Rock's fucking finisher was the people's elbow. One of the most over fucking finishes. It was an elbow drop. Like, don't, you can't fucking like, it just makes no sense. It's pro wrestling with it. Like, but like, that's the kind of stuff I go back to where I was like, what's the fucking obsession? It was, goes all the way back to 2012. And like now, you know, so I want to talk to him because like, I want to literally going to talk just like this with all of it and like get an answer, like what, why, what's the deal?
Yeah. So, like, why did you need to feel to type that out instead of DMing me?
Yeah. And know? Then come like, and ask me for a picture backstage after and like, not even like, it's like,
what
but like
the name of your finish, big guy?
Shell Shock.
Oh, the Shell Shock. That's yeah. Why you say you can't get Shell
Shock.
Now I get it. Okay.
But I thought like, I just like finishing moves in wrestling are dependent on the performer getting them over. John Cena with the FU or the attitude adjustment was a fireman's carry. Super over fucking finish. It's the performer and how you do it and how you execute the move with it. And oftentimes now guys are doing moves that look like they kill guys and don't even fucking cover them. Like, it's like to get people like to get a finisher over in pro wrestling is not easy. My finish was fucking over. So it's like, I don't care what any, I'm like, that's the name of the game with it. Like, and the more basic, the better with it. But you know what, I can't.
Sure, yeah, because you got to keep doing it over and over and over. Look, like you said, Hogan, he's had 25 surgeries in the last 10 years because he was doing that leg drop.
Yeah, but it was a leg drop with that and like that. But he got that move over. Like, that's a testament to the talent when you can get a basic move and people buy it as your finisher. That,
yes, very true.
That's pro rep, but he knows this as a wrestler. That's why I'm like, what? But I was like, why would you fucking put that like? It, but he does it because you're trying to get over on social media at the expense of somebody doing it in the business. That's what that would be my reason if I did it.
Like
if I fucking like tuned into Dynamite last night and said, just say, or like Wardlow, and like Wardlow's doing great, and I go, oh, that power bomb by Wardlow's weak. My power bomb's so much better. Like, that it's clearly I feel a certain way that I'm having to say that online. Like, you know what I mean?
And if you did feel that way, you would message him. You wouldn't put it out.
Or there. I just wouldn't say it. I would just, like, when I go back, I'm like, I'm going to, like, I'm just, unless I'm trying to get an angle out of it. I don't know. Maybe Val wanted to work me in 2012, wanted the fucking money shot versus the shell shock. That was the name of the splash off the top, the money shot.
Hello,
Ryback. It's feeding time.
Imagine that fucking tag team. Oh my
that fucking,
God.
That fucking would be a good tag team.
It would be a great tag team, man.
I do the splash off the top too. I've used that as a finish occasionally too. When I would call that, I'd have to call it the meat grinder with fucking
Oh my God. Big guy, I'll let somebody else get a chance, but have a great Thursday, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Big Sausage, take care and block the hater. Ahead, don't listen to that stalker. Block him and
I won't.
Stay hungry.
I won't.
All right, buddy.
Brother. Later.
Bye. Big Sausage, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that was a good time. Hello, hello. Yeah, we'll have to see. That will be something if the stalker is able to get internet access in state prison. Like, I'm being dead serious. You're going to state prison. There's a process with all of this. You can look up your case number. I'm sure they've contacted you. You already know the FBI has been to your house. They got that to get to get you to what's the fucking word I'm looking for? Not a testimonial. The fucking to essentially confess, a confession with everything. And we've got all that. Like, you know that this has happened with it. And they got that to turn that over to the state police and detectives with that, who filed everything. We've got everything for aggravated stalking. We've got everything on here. We've got all these different things. I've sent screenshots of you pretending to be the other people. They've got you using the fucking voice changer traced to your fucking accounts. Like, you're a fucking loser, dude. You're literally still listening, trying to get, like, you're a fucking loser with it. You're going to state prison, and you're going to see me, and I'm going to get alone time with you. I promise you. I'm going to get alone time with you, and you're going to have to fucking deal with it. And it's not going to be good for everything you've done. You're going to fucking pay. But you're a loser, and you're still obsessed and listening here on this, and I hope you fucking give you the, just listen. You can't fucking type. You just have to fucking listen to me for the next 15 years. But you are going to see me. I promise that. And keep fucking conspiring with that fucking loser over at Bozo News. You guys keep talking, trying to figure out what you're going to fucking type up next with it. But you guys are fucking losers, and I'm going to own you guys all day long. If you had a set of balls on you, you'd come back in the show. Make an account with your fucking name. Why are you, we know it's you regardless of that. Come on as your fucking self. Put a picture of yourself up and be a fucking man. Come back on the show. You want some more airtime? You want to have another conversation with it? Come on. You're already going to fucking state prison. What do you have to lose? Can't be over 15 years. You might as well fucking come on, get some more fucking notoriety on here, you fucking loser. I beat the shit out of you in any scenario in fucking life over and over and over again.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Take another caller, the Endelorian. Hello, welcome to the Ryback Show.
Hey, what's up, Ryback? How you doing, man?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I appreciate you having me on 2 days in a row, big man.
Oh, you're welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, fuck that guy, bro.
Oh, trust me, I already know. We're only talking because he's been harassing Shawnee for the last, couple weeks. Pretty bad.
He was harassing some of your fans, I heard too.
Yeah. He's made under the accounts. He just keeps making accounts and he's trying to, I don't know. The guy's he's as low life of a loser as you could be. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's got a rubber room waiting for him, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, so I had a question for you today, big man.
Okay.
So I know that one guy, I don't know what he was talking about, saying your dream match in WWE or something like that, but what is your dream match of all time?
I think there's multiple matches I think that are intriguing in different ways. The one, the Goldberg match is the top of the priority, my top priority with everything, because the story and everything that we have that I would like to tell. I think that's the most fitting return for me. But I think that if that is not something that's going to be possible, there's going to be multiple other really great options on that. And I've kind of talked to here and there about it, but there's going to be some other great options. So we're going to have to wait and see. I'm being very patient and we'll have to, if it's there, it's there. If not, there'll be another option.
Right. And my, another question I had was, how do you feel about LA Knight? Do you think what championship do you think WWE is going to have him go for?
I like him. I think it's just a matter of if they're going to let him be, how big they're going to let him get with everything. Mm-hmm. And again, are they going to do a slow burn and let him try to see if they can keep the popularity increasing, you know, or is it, you know, it's one of those, I don't know. I'm not there. So I don't know. Sometimes too, like a guy could start moving a little bit of merch, but he hasn't done it for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So you don't know, you know, how to the extent of how great it could be. So they're probably with everything gonna, like, it seems like they're doing a slow burn where, like, they're putting him in programs or using him more and more, you know, like the Miz thing. He took a loss on SmackDown the past week. I think Miz took a loss on Raw. Yeah. They cost each other, you know, they'll do the program. We'll have to see if he gets the win over Miz, you know, and they're going to probably keep trying to elevate it every month, mm-hmm. is my guess. If they were serious about it, I would have to say at some point, and the IC or the U.S. championship, I could see the U.S. championship being the target, because Gunther, they seem to have, you know, secure plans with, it seems like. But Gunther could be, if they were to be serious, you know, that would be, if Gunther's going to get elevated to the main event scene, him losing to L.A. Knight and L.A. Knight winning the IC championship would be huge for L.A. Knight.
Right.
And Gunther can go on to the main event, and they could figure out how they're going to move him to the main event scene after that. And so that could be a scenario at some point in time if things line up for that. But that would be my guess. Right. But he's going to need – it's going to be a tricky thing. He needs to be, you know, like Austin and McMahon. Like, McMahon was that ultimate, you know, heel figure for Austin to fight against. Right. And, you know, you look around and LA Knight and the popularity is rising. And, you know, who's really there for him to overcome right now as far as what is that obstacle in his – I don't know that story. It doesn't really exist. So
Right. We're
going to have to see if they can keep that momentum going.
Yeah, and I honestly think that I'd like to see him. My realistic view on this, I really think he's going to go for Seth or whoever has that championship by next WrestleMania. I honestly think he's going to win that championship at next WrestleMania. I don't see him going for Roman. I think the Bloodline bullshit is way over its time. It should have ended at SummerSlam, and in my personal opinion, but I think Roman's gonna be facing, of course, one of his family members at next WrestleMania. I would like to see Cody, but I feel like it's either gonna be Cody and Roman or Cody and Seth. And I think it'll be realistically be Cody and Roman, and then whoever, because you never know, you know, Seth isn't Roman, or, you know, Seth could lose the title before WrestleMania, but realistically, I don't think so. I think it'll be Seth and LA Knight winning, and then Roman and Cody, and then Cody winning. I'd like to see that personally.
That would be good, yeah.
LA Knight, his biggest enemy is upper management and Vince McMahon and WWE, and that's his biggest enemy, because I've seen this. And they did this with you, too, in the past, many times. You had momentum, and what did they do? They fucked it up. Oh, sorry, messed it up.
Yeah.
They messed it up, and they, like, you losing to Kalisto? Mm-mm. Nah.
But that was done because that was never supposed to happen. I was supposed to beat him. I was supposed to be going for the world championship, but I didn't sign the contract. So I've talked about that. That was all done as a form of punishment to get me to try to sign over my trademarks in the contract. Mm-hmm. But even if I was in the doghouse, they would have done that. Like they do things like that, or if they want to take away momentum.
And I hate that.
Well, they do it with everybody, with Vincent, like they, for the most part, with that, if you're not, but they don't want, and here's the thing. They don't like to push people who get organically over, because they know that they're going to have to pay them more, because that's the X factor. They typically have started pushing guys that don't have that never got over, and they push them so hard until people just accept them or whatever. Those are the guys that play the main roles. But usually the guys that get over on their own that they put into those roles draw and do much better. But they stopped doing that many years ago because they don't want the megastars. They've told me this.
Right.
So where LA Knight, where I said they will, like, the fizzling out, like, that's going to be really curious to see, like, what they may do with him is book him how they're kind of booking him, and they just prolong it so fucking long that it starts just fizzling out.
But
they'll blame it on him. They'll go, well, he's not getting over, like, but he's already gotten over, and it's like, but, like, that's something where, like, you'd want to keep building him to, like, where he'd win the Rumble. That in the past was how Like, if they were desperately looking to make a new superstar, they would go, okay, we've got to put everything. We're him. We're going to, for the Royal Rumble, heading into WrestleMania, and find a way to keep that momentum building. But if he's not the guy that they want, and they go, no, he's already popular. We don't want him to get too popular. We've got to fizzle him out because we want this guy to stay in this role, even though that guy can't touch him organically. Like, that's kind of how they do things now. So,
right. And you know what, with the whole LA Knight thing, personally, I think he should have had a title by now. He should have won Money in the Bank, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But he, you know, that's like one of those things, like I was talking about. WWE can stop someone's momentum. Clearly LA Knight just got stronger and stronger with his momentum. And I don't know if WWE wanted that or not, but he should have won Money in the Bank. And he didn't. And because I think the only reason why they didn't have him win Money in the Bank was because it was too obvious. Everybody went into that knowing he was going to win.
That's how you get more over, though, because they're not that. Oh, yeah. But here's what they do too. They did that with me, where I think I had 7 pay-per-view losses in a row, and I kept getting more and more over with it. And what did they finally do? They turned me heel and took away all my merchandise. Mm-hmm. So they literally, I was getting 6 figures quarterly. Like, they literally eliminated it. Top merchandise seller. They just go, fuck, we can't. This guy just keeps getting more over. They just completely took it away. So they have, but this is. If LA Knight goes on that same route and just say he keeps getting more over and they don't want it, they'll just fucking take it away from him at some point. They'll make it very obvious.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? That's kind of sad, dude. Like, in my opinion, WWE sometimes just does terrible things to their superstars. And it's kind of sad. You know, sometimes like I was saying earlier, when they kill momentum, they kill momentum.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
No,
it sucks. And it's like, you know, fan favorites, you know, like, The Miz has never been a fan favorite, but, you know, like, there were moments when him and Morrison were, they got back together.
Morrison was over multiple times throughout his career, and they've always had something against him.
Oh, yeah, and with Cody, he never should have lost at WrestleMania, man.
I've said it all along. People don't understand. This is what so Vince and them, the way Vince and Hunter, they operate, they go by the 48 laws of power, very corrupt, evil people. They will fuck with your emotions. So, like, Cody came back, unless he got in his contract for a run with the championship, they know, even though they'll pay you money, they'll let you make money, they'll let you have all the fame and the glory, but if they know that your ultimate goal is to win the championship, they will dangle that carrot in front of you and fuck with you with it, because they know mentally that will destroy most people with it. That's what, so, you know, and I said with Cody and everything, with his issues with Hunter, and I know personally he had issues with Hunter, and because he told me, and I know some specific things, and then him leaving and going up and starting up the competition with that. Do you think they're fucking happy about that?
No, what he did.
And smashing, like, the throne and, like, kind of taking shots here and there. But you don't think that they, like, do you think that they're going to go, hey, yeah, we're going to welcome you back with open arms, and then we're going to put everything, all our company into you? When, like, they don't work like this with it.
Hell no.
I've always said, I go, and I hope to God, for his sake, he got things in writing. And if he did, he's very smart and he deserves it all. Yep. But if he just signed a standard contract for good money and they came back and promises, I know how evil Vince is. There's a reason Vince has been subpoenaed by the FBI. He's done a lot of very, 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 I cannot stress, very bad things to a lot of people. Things. And that's all going to come out in time. Yep. But, like, it's all a fucking game to him. It's not like people take this shit serious, but those of us that are in it just realize that's why I call everything props. It's a fucking game. Yeah. So.
Yep. Yeah. And take a look at Edge, man. Edge at, what was that? He won Royal Rumble in 2021.
Yeah.
Everybody, he should have won the championship off of Roman. Then they had some Daniel Bryan bullshit, and they had a triple threat match. And I was like, I hated that. And that was right before Daniel Bryan left WWE too. And I'm like, this is so fucking stupid, dude.
But there's a reason, like, Dan, you know, Dan, great guy. Dan, you know, that should tell you, Dan is a fantastic human being. And when Dan leaves that environment, and even though he's going to say the politically correct thing, he left because WWE fucking sucks. The environment fucking sucks. I know a lot of fans can't understand this. It is fucking hell. It's Shawshank. Like, it is the most negative, corrupt fucking place that, like, good people don't like being there. It's a negative energy when you walk down the halls. It's a negative vibe all from the workers and different people there. It's fucking, it's not healthy, man. So
yeah, and you'll look at your buddy EC3. I was so hyped for him, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he was getting ready to be in WWE. I said, dude, I was telling my friend, I was like, dude, this guy's a former, or this guy's going to be a future champion.
Dude. Yeah.
And literally he had what, maybe one match, and then they killed him. And then I was like, where the fuck did he go?
But that's what I'm telling you. He went out and got himself over in Impact.
Oh, yeah.
And worked really hard and raised his stock. He went back to WWE and signed a regular contract by all accounts. And I know I'm saying that because of how they booked him. If he would have got things in writing, that would not have happened. He signed a contract and probably got a little more money, and they probably promised him a better opportunity. And then they turned around and fucked him over all over again.
Right.
Like this is what I'm saying. But Vince and them, they will play the game of making you think that you're like the Cody. And I love Cody, and I'm talking from experience on this because I've been through this. Cody hasn't won any championship since he's been there with anything.
No.
Right. But he's making, no. I made great money. I had fucking over $1 million a year. I did well. They let me do very well, but they knew that one thing. I wanted that championship. They knew. And so then they will dangle it in front of you to fuck with you mentally. Cause I had the legal things. Cody had his own issues with them. Cody trademarked fucking pay-per-view names, and then they bought him back and traded him for his name. Do you think they're going to fucking forget that? They're not. They're going to own you one way or the other. This is how they operate. They'll smile to your face. They will hug you. They will cry with you. They will welcome home. And then they will fucking fuck you, stab you in the back, and fucking twist it over and over and over again. And welcome to the 48 Laws of Power.
Oh, yeah. And that shit's, I think that's bullshit, dude. I mean, it's crooked shit.
Yeah.
What they're doing. And I'll give you one more example. The Fiend, when he was going big.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was hyped for him, but I was like, losing to Mr. Goldberg, bro, that'll make no sense, man. Like, that's fucking bullshit, dude. And I was like, they killed his momentum.
But they'll do that too, and leak out like things about, they'll leak out fake reports to turn the fans against the talent. He has a bad attitude, or he's creatively difficult. And like, it's none of it's true. This is all they're doing to create drama and controversy for the men and women that love this.
Yeah. And every time Bray Wyatt's been gone, he came back again. And what did they do? They fucking buried him. And supposedly it's his mental health now, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's what it's been every time he's been, you know, goes on a break.
But I've never, by the way, I've known him, I've never once seen him to have any mental health issues.
Oh, I know.
He's
a really nice guy.
But supposedly he had, you know, with this last one, and they were saying it was life or death and a career ending something.
Yeah.
But before that, though, they were making up all this fake shit about him, getting him all this hate. Meanwhile, if he's fighting for his life or something, just imagine that. That's how shitty this business is. The guy's fighting for his life or his career is going to be over. And they do that. Me, I had my fucking back and shoulder. I was done. Two career-ending injuries. This company has illegally suppressed me and tried to make me fucking fight for my life. I had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for a name that they dragged on to the very end, that they dropped right before they lost it, before it went to decision with it, but made me spend all that money not making any new merchandise, didn't do anything with it. And like, but this is how they operate.
And having your moves in WWE 2K.
Yeah, they did that so people can make me, and then I'm in the game, but they don't pay me with it. That's all done on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bullshit, dude. And, you know, I play that game too. I was like looking for Shell Shock, and I was like, oh my gosh, they actually have it, but I forgot what it's called, but it's not called Shell Shock.
Yeah. And then they took some of that out of there when I made a comment about it, because they've kept me in other things. They haven't paid me a dime for anything or made anything, but they made me spend all that money to get my name. But in the meantime, they're trying to do everything to hold the name down because they don't want me to come back, which is why they tried to speak up and had to pay the other people to say that for eight, because they know if I get healthy and come back, it's going to make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
I promise. I know, but that's why. But this is how evil they are and they operate. But this is why, like, I'll never fucking go back in that environment. Like, and I will be happy when Vince is gone with that, because it's going to be like, God bless, you lived your life. But like, he's not a good human being. He's hurting me and my family with what he's doing. And I'm trying to people. Hurting.
You know how many people can say the same thing, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard shit tons. Even the ones that, what was that? What did he get charged for? Or something like that, sexual harassment or something like that.
Well, there's been a bunch, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, people, I mean, that kind of shit ruins people's life. I mean, look what he did with Lita and Edge. Literally, if you remember correctly, they had sex on live TV.
Yeah.
Not actually, but it was you know what I'm talking about.
I know. Yeah. That he made them do the, you know,
yeah.
It was like the guy, somebody was talking, I think Shawnee was talking about with Chris Canyon when he made him do the Boy George thing on TV when he was uncomfortable about the gay stuff and they did to embarrass him. Like, that's who he is. This is why, like, this is why I'm not backing down. He's not a good person with any of this. Like Owen Hart, like, why is the Owen Hart fucking cup on AEW? That should tell you everything you need to know. Like, and like, you know, the Chris Benoit stuff. Why is David Benoit nothing to do with that fucking company? Like, there's stuff that you guys just will not fucking accept. Like, them, they're not fucking good people with it. But like, oh, they provide our entertainment. And like, they are fucking the most evil human beings on the planet.
Yeah, there's a lot of crooked shit. I mean, he even said, and I quote, "Lita, you will be fired unless you do this sex scene in the ring with Edge." And she didn't like it. She had to do it because obviously, you know, she has a family too. I think it was, you know, they made her almost her whole career make her look like a slut. And, you know, that's just fucking bullshit, dude. I love Lita. She's
great.
I met her at a meet and greet one time.
Sweetheart.
And oh gosh, dude, she is a sweetheart, man. And they just make her. Everybody knows her as, you know, my one friend said after I told him Lita's back, man, she's a tag team champion, you know, when her and Becky won. And they said, first thing he said is she still a slut? And I'm like, dude, that was all bullshit. You know, they make that shit out and it's crooked, dude. They make people look bad and it's twisted lies that Vince McMahon makes up. And it ruins people's lives and ruins people's families and personal lives. I mean, God, like you were saying, I feel bad for the man, Bray Wyatt, man. He does not have any mental health issues. Maybe some, but I met him at a meet and greet in Philly.
Most of the stuff, it's just bullshit that fucking literally retards running dirt sheets make up shit on all the men and women that do this to get clicks. And then the fucking retard fans fucking buy into the bullshit. And rather than actually fucking have an understanding that these people are just spreading lies for clicks or trying to create drama and controversy to get people to click. And then they go and react negatively and go talk shit to somebody who might be fighting for their life or have something going on. It's like, that's why I don't tolerate it. I block and keep moving on. I'm like, and the people are like, that's why I tell you, and I put the post on Twitter. I go, if you guys read fucking dirt sheets and like you're consuming the content of like that bozo Bleacher Bum News and like all the people pushing out all that, like, stop, block them, don't follow them. They're not healthy. They're not good. These people are mentally fucking crippled and you're letting their thoughts creep into your thoughts. And then you guys are reacting on them, talking shit. Like, the guy comes out with a lie with an article of me, something that's not even true. And then people start talking shit all day about it. Like, I go, well, you're fucking losers. You're not even like, you're the fucking loser. I have nothing to do with that. Like,
and one of the most corrupt websites, bro, Ringside News.
That's they're all fucking they're losers, brother. Yeah. That don't we don't even need to say their name, but they should be blocked.
That sick shit show. Steve Carrier, is that his name?
We don't. Yeah, don't even say their name. It's just all
God. I mean, it's funny as hell the way you roast them and shit. But I mean, it's some of these people, like, you know, I don't know how bad it's affected your family life and your personal
nothing
life.
I just keep living. I know they're fucking losers, but they create hate and drama and controversy for things. I just go, like, it's not necessary. They don't love the business. These guys are obsessed, but that's why, like, that guy is he talks to the stalker. He's the same. He's up cut of the same cloth of all that, like, so
all these guys do it for one thing and one thing only: attention. And it's bullshit. Why don't you go get a job? Go get a real job instead of doing your fake bullshit news and trying to get attention that way. And I'm like, I can't believe like some of the bullshit he's put, and he's just one of many, you know.
There's multiple other ones, but this is the worst by far.
It's ridiculous, man. But I appreciate you having me on the show, man. You have a good one. Okay, right back. Feed me more, baby.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. You too. Bye.
Good deal. Thank you very much. With that, guys, we're going to wrap up today's show. We didn't get into Val Venus today. We'll see if he pops on tomorrow. If not, we have Mike who's popped on before, who has a lot of insight on the backstage wrestling news. See if Mike will come on tomorrow with everything. Check out, guys, Feed Me More Nutrition. We've got our 50% off sale. Ends at midnight Pacific. All orders $150 and up. Just have $150 of Ryback merch or Feed Me More Nutrition in your cart. And then use discount code AUGUST50, AUGUST50, at checkout on feedmemore.com. You get 50% off. If your orders are over $125 after the discount, you get free shipping as well on that. So we had some really, really monster orders yesterday and early on today. So if you want to save big, today is the day to stock up on Feed Me More Nutrition and all the Ryback merch, feedmemore.com. Thank you to everybody who joined in today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Guys, have a great one. Until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.
Hey, Rybackers. Don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.